TED Talks with your host, Ted Western.
That's right, it's that time of the week again. It's Tad Western. We got a very special program for you this week. Oh, God. Tad is on the road and out of the compound.
Yeehaw!
Oh, yeah. Yeah, buddy. I'm down here in beautiful southern Indianapolis, where it's fall year-round. The trees are just full of color.
Yep.
And that voice you hear is my guest today, the one, the only, Christopher Spangle.
Hello, Tad. Tad, I am a huge fan of Tad Talks. I have listened to 1.5 of them. And I love it so far.
Well, thank you. You're not alone. I am kept up at night with the around the world. I just get notifications in the middle of the night of people from languages I don't even know what they are sending me messages. But I just see Tad and then hearts and emojis, and so it's wonderful.
Yeah, you're now on iTunes. I helped get you into iTunes and Google Play and Stitcher, and so you're on all those platforms now. With Tad Talk, and I just see the stats. They're going through the roof.
There is no roof anymore. I think we're in the stratosphere.
Right.
Or ionosphere, or one of those spheres. But anyway, let me introduce you a little bit better.
Okay.
For those of you who do not know you, you are Christopher Spangle.
Right.
We covered that. You're also known as Dear Leader.
Right.
From your... nationally recognized podcast.
Huge.
We Are Libertarians.
Right.
Which you co-host with, his name won't be mentioned because of other reasons we'll get into.
All right.
You also are the creative mind behind internet memes and Facebooking them for multinational corporations.
Correct.
Or whatever the hell you do, I don't know.
Yep.
Multimedia companies. So you've got quite the experience in the audio. You were kind of my guru that I molded myself after, but then I was like, no, I just got to be me.
I can't mold
myself. And then I was sitting there, I was thinking, I was like, but it'd be good to mold yourself around someone. But then I was like, wait a minute, Tad. Titanium doesn't mold. You can't mold titanium. It's solid.
Right.
You just got to do you and get out. So that was a pep talk I gave to myself in the shower before I came over here. I was like, just do you.
It was, it's truly an honor to see the student become the master, to surpass all the knowledge that I have imparted to you.
In two and a half podcasts. Hey, I'm a quick learner. I might just give this up if I don't win a Grammy here Sunday for my podcast.
I don't think you can give up. I think you've built too big of an audience at this point.
Do you think it'll let them down?
Yes.
See, I'm too selfish of a person. I never look at things that way.
Yep.
Damn it, I can't let you people down. All right, I guess I'll be doing this from now on.
Rob Kendall alone would be totally distraught if you gave up.
I can't let Rob down.
No.
Nor his pupper.
Oh, Bruce Kendall's the best dog ever.
Highest contributor, too, I think. He maxes out his monthly contributions to Wall, I hear.
He does. He is such a good boy. Of all the boys, he is the goodest.
He is. He's a great, great pupper. So, now that we've went over what... I'm trying to think of what happened since the last time I podcasted. The Super Bowl was the big.
You were wrong in your pick.
I was way off. Number one, I thought I was looking pretty damn good in the first half, like everybody was.
Right.
And then the Falcons pretty much just shit the bed and let Tom Brady do what he did.
How do you feel about that?
I really didn't have any skin in the game. I didn't really care. I think it pretty much solidifies Tom's legacy as much as I don't hate the man. I just hate the team that he plays for.
Right.
I mean, he's obviously one of the best quarterbacks ever, if not the best. And Tad Western did say that.
We're taking a...
Oh, hold on. Hold on.
You got to just shoot the guns here.
I can talk through... Pew, pew, pew.
Oh, see, Tad Western, I don't know what it is, but... Anytime Tad Western is mentioned, I laugh my ass off. Like
Tad is a movement. Tad is a movement. But anyway, back to the Super Bowl. It was a great game. It was fun to watch. Watched it with some pretty good friends. I watched IU earlier that day, too, and they got they lost to... Who the fuck they play that game? Wisconsin? I don't remember. It was so long ago. It was like a week.
It was Jemima State.
Yeah. And then... Well, I'm kind of thrown off because I prepared for a podcast. You were originally going to be my guest
mm-hmm.
in your own studio. But
sure.
Whatever. Tad travels. I travel
all the great performers can rise above their circumstances.
I can't. I'm good on the road.
Right.
In any environment. So anyway, we had this set up that it was going to be me and you. We just do a Tad Talk, bounce shit back and forth off of each other, talk right. about what's going on in the world. And then I believe Jeff Vibert, the nationally traveling local comedian,
right,
was, oh, I'll be there, I'll come on. I was like, come on, the more the merrier.
Right.
Who else wants to come on? Because we're all in a group chat together, and yep. we bounce memes and ideas back and forth off of each other. And so then Jeff was like, yeah, I'm in, I'll be there. All right, 3:00. Then we changed to 4.
Right.
And then, nobody hears from the kid. I don't know if he's dead or if he's... So I was going to leave the Super Bowl talking to him. He was going right. to be my, this episode, sports guy, and we were going to talk about sports. So he's gone. I gotta pick up his slack.
He's too busy pounding tens to make it.
Yeah, well,
and then
you know,
bragging about it right in front of our face.
Sometimes pounding tens is what you have to do.
Right.
He's probably sad he's not running cross country anymore.
Yes. The other day he asked me if I've been working out a lot, and so he asked me if I had one of those foam rollers, you know, one of those rolling sticks.
Oh, yeah.
And he said, you know, after we'd have a long run, we'd just get together and roll each other out. We'd lay on the grass and roll each other's thighs. And I said, the evidence is really piling up, Vibert.
Yeah.
Seth is going to be on him any day now.
Yeah. Shout out to Seth Hyman the Nyman, or however you say his name. Anyway, so then after Vibert, he jumped in on, and then Caitlin's like, oh, I got nothing going on. Caitlin Kopetsky, his Jeff's co-host mm-hmm. for the Jeff Vibert podcast, which you guys can download. If you have any room left in your phones, please download Tad Talk first.
Right.
But, I mean, delete some of the other apps or whatever and get their podcast as well, along with We Are Libertarians. And so she was supposed to be here, which... She's America's sweetheart and Indiana's podcast co-host.
Beloved.
Yes. I mean, just great person. I think she's...
Let's not go too far.
Come on. Hey. Well, I like to embellish the truth.
Right.
So she was... I don't know if she's been sick or what the hell's been going on, because I see her Snapchat she sends, and she... One minute she's a wreck, the next minute she's, I don't know, doing whatever she does.
Yeah, she's been having some sort of issue, and then she's like, yeah, I'll be there. Let's hang out, okay?
Well, the one that really got me, which I was like, Tad approves, was when she was drinking at like noon on Wednesday and then sent us a text like, boys, I just woke up. I passed out, and it was at 6 p.m.
Right.
Which I was going to, you know, plug the Blonde on Brunette podcast, which she co-hosts, which is a great video log where... And she was going to... I was going to have her cover... Tad Western Family Recipes, maybe break down some cocktails or something for
sure.
us. You know? See, I had this all planned out. We were going to kind of share the load here, but whatever. Tad's got broad shoulders. I can carry the world.
And then,
oh, your co-host, Gregory Lenz, was supposed to fucking be here.
Yeah.
He said, how many people are coming? I'll be there. So I figured that was, you know, I'm going to pick up. Do I need to buy a 6-pack or a 24-pack, 12-pack?
Right.
Because Greg always brings the booze. I bring the bants. And so Greg, nowhere to be found.
Nope.
Who knows? Maybe he'll show up. Maybe he won't. So it was going to be like, I was thinking on the way here, I was like, this is going to be the podcast, and the co-host. And then I'm like, wait a minute. I'm the odd man out. I don't have a podcast. So I was going to make you guys... I was going to make you guys do the bare hand battle royale of co-host to death.
Yeah.
And then the winner / survivor would get to be my co-host.
Oh, see, that's a good plan.
Pending, they pass 120-point physical.
Well,
because
I
can't have anybody, you know, who's not up to task...
Well,
be my co-host.
That it's not.
So
it's going to be.
I think
Jeff.
You win by default.
Right. Thank
no,
you.
No, you win by default.
All right. Well, I'm
so
excited.
So you're my new co-host.
Yes.
Everybody else can fuck off. So yeah, get to work.
Yeah, Caitlin was like, we said 4 o'clock. And she's like, I can be there if it's super late, like 5 minutes ago. And we're like, we said 4 o'clock.
Correct? And we're currently, we started at what, 4:50?
Yeah, because I was doing a new podcast that we're launching called Miranda's World with Miranda Barnett, and she's always super late. So
go check that podcast out too.
You heard it. I mean, you heard the third episode.
I did. I caught an earful. I walked in on it, and I have to go back and listen now, obviously, just to figure out what the hell was going on in that story. And it sounded amazing. The payoff was pretty good.
Yeah. And then Greg, like at 5 o'clock, an hour after it's supposed to start, what are you guys starting? I can come down if you want, if it's not too late. It's like it was too late 45 minutes ago.
And you text it. Anyway, whatever.
Disappointing.
Yeah.
I am honored to be on Tad Talk. I love that. It's part news program, part Jimmy Rustlin, part Hootin' Tootin' Good Times, Rootin' Tootin' Good Times.
Oh, it's always a good time.
It's part trail journal. It's fantastic.
It is. I think it is as well. And that's why I continue to just spew my greatness across the airwaves of America.
I love the, for whatever reason, when you update the Rockville Road bridge situation, I laugh my ass off because it's so, like, for a national audience, that's one of those things that, like, even a local audience wouldn't really care, but
this is Tad Talk, all right, damn it, and I'm going to talk about what affects me, right. My life, shit that I see during the day. I don't care if anybody besides the other person who saw what I saw even knows what the hell happened, or right. Shit rattles my can, and I just gotta let it out. I gotta spray it out.
Right.
So anyway, what the fuck were we talking about? Oh, the Super Bowl.
Yeah,
yeah. The Superb Owl. I probably is what I should probably be calling it, because if you say Super Bowl, you're gonna get sued. Yep. So from now on, it'll be mentioned as Superb Owl.
Okay.
But yeah, this game, this year's game was quite the hoot.
Well, damn it. You have to protect an empire now. You've got to think about these things.
I mean, I've got an army of lawyers who go over like libel suits or whatever that I get thrown. They don't stick. Right. I'm not Velcro. Nothing sticks to me. I'm Teflon. Teflon Tad.
Yeah.
So anyway, I want to give a quick update on the Tad's tropical trip. I had I've had many inquiries already on the cruise. You're more than welcome. You're my co-host now.
I'd love to
If come. You want to, I'm offering you the MC job.
Oh, that'd be great.
From probably 10 a.m. to, I don't know, 3:30. Okay. Tad's happy hour, because I'll be getting shit-faced, and then I'll take over duties from, 3:30 to...
You do the prime
on the deck.
Time.
Yeah.
Well, it's
on the
only natural. Deck. People don't want to see me on the cruise. They want to see Tad.
Not with your shirt off. No, I'm just kidding. That was a fat joke.
Thank you for clarifying.
Sorry, but you're losing weight, and by the time we set sail, you're going to be toned, and you're going to be one mighty piece of man meat.
My beach body is going to look incredible.
You've got the character and the you can woo women with words.
Absolutely.
Have you ever thought about being a phone sex operator?
I know one person who is a phone sex operator, and she and I have been practicing.
Really?
Yeah. And
so you guys call it practice?
We've been practicing, and I've so far paid several thousand dollars in tuition fees, but I'm getting really good at it.
Nice.
I'm pretty close to launching my own line.
Anyway, back to the... Yeah, you can get more of that when we set sail on USS Western.
I'll teach you. Can I have a breakout course in phone sex?
Yeah, you can. Yeah, you can teach. We're gonna have all kinds of fun games and events going on during the entire week, 2 weeks. I don't know. It depends on how long we go. We may just stay out there for like 3 or 4 months and just helicopter people in, because we're gonna have so many people want to just party with us.
I don't know, man. Do you want to? Tad Western has helicopters for you. They might get nervous about that.
No. Yeah.
Some of you are not making it.
No. This is all good fun. Maybe on the way back, after we party, we'll figure out.
Other than phone sex, what are some other breakout groups? What are some things that people are going to learn on this educational experience?
Oh, God. Well, this is definitely going to be scheduled around tadwestern.edu's
right.
Spring break.
Which I have enrolled in.
I'm glad. I think you were among the first.
Mm-hmm.
I think you enrolled the night that I decided
did.
To launch tadwestern.edu.
I sent in my application fee of $7,000, and
I tell you what, it's money well spent.
I'm hoping to be accepted.
You are accepted. You are a honorary doctor.
Oh, this is great. What was my doctorate in?
I don't know. Shit posting.
Shit posting. Yes.
Audio shit posting. Oh shoot.
Uh oh.
No, I'm just kidding. No, but thanks to Lisa, one of the listeners down in Florida. She sent me a message about how she could help set up a travel agency and everything. I said, honey, don't worry about it. I've got it covered. Tad's on it.
Yep.
I appreciate the help, and I appreciate the listens.
I don't know. I would
just keep on downloading and subscribing Tad Talk.
I'd get her involved.
And spread it.
She's foxy.
She's involved. She
has a great set of cans. Sorry, the cat.
Come on. I got money on this one, the striped one.
That's Mittens.
Oh shit! Is that the declawed one?
No, they both have the claws.
Okay. All right. So we're gonna have a real.
See, Muffins is weak, but she's very angry. So.
Oh yeah, that never. Ooh.
So
she's like a prisoner that's been in solitary
exactly.
for a long time. Ready to come out scratching.
Lisa's cans are great.
Yes, shout out to Lisa and her cans. Anyway, what else are we going to do? Oh, we're going to do, we got Tad's Tips coming back on this podcast.
Excellent.
We'll get to it a little bit later. Tadpole, new Tadpole is a new segment.
Okay.
I put the poll up on Facebook. I don't know if you saw it or not. A couple of hours ago, the question was, let me find it and read it. My Facebook's kind of... Yep, there it is. Oh, shoot. Shit, I mean. Tad Western shared a poll. Now, I had to use a shitty app. I didn't realize they were going to try to get me to pay for all this shit. So my pictures are kind of like, they're not all the way. The Tad Poll of the Week, people. It has been said since man could utter words that dogs were a man's best friend. The question I pose to you on this Tad Poll.
Uh-huh.
Are dogs really man's best friend? Answer number one, dogs are man's best friend. Answer number two, dogs suck. Answer number three, cats are man's worst enemy.
Mm-hmm.
Answer number four, cats are perfect. Answer number five, why are you assuming my gender, Tad? Number six, snakes or some other kind of satanic beast are superior to canines. Now, go ahead, get on Facebook. The poll will be open for a week. Give me your answer. Vote once, twice, 300 times. I don't give a shit. This isn't a presidential election.
Do we vote in the app?
Yeah, you can vote in... I posted it on my Facebook page, so you can just go on there and
all right.
Vote. I know who you're voting for.
Cats are perfect.
Yep.
Cats are perfect.
There you go. I'm trying to think of what else I was going to talk about today. I had a whole bunch of shit to talk about to the other people who weren't here. God, that really pisses me off. I think I might have changed Tad's tip to don't piss Tad off. Don't say you're coming to Tad Talk and show up.
I mean, that's a pretty brutal violation.
Yeah,
that's the greatest insult to Tad Talks I've ever heard.
So let's talk about you. You're my guest. You are a very successful human being, but you're a hermit.
I wouldn't say that.
Yes, you are.
Okay.
You never leave. You built a recording studio in your place of living. Instead of, I don't know. I love it. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah, I work hard to make my place great. Why would I want to go somewhere else?
I don't know. Maybe to see the sun. Go out, see traffic, sit in traffic, meet some people.
Meet some people in traffic.
Yeah, you meet wonderful people in traffic. You never just pull up the stoplight and roll your window down and say, hey, man, nice car.
I feel like I'm just as social as you are. I mean, we're not Aaron no. Ewert, but we're, you know.
He's off the wall social.
Oh, ridiculous amounts. But, I go through periods. You know, in a month or two, I'll be super social and I'll be out all the time, but... You know, the last couple months, I've kind of wound it down.
I think it's the winter.
Out.
I think it's the winter because I've been kind of the same way.
Yeah,
I've just kind of been hanging out on the compound and you know just getting ready for the spring to some crops and.
Yeah, you got to rustle the doggies.
Yeah, I mean, I've had a lot of shit to do. Just getting my ducks in a row, as they say.
But you know how it is. You just don't want to go all the time. And we get invited because of our celebrity status.
Oh, shit.
You know how much people want to invite us to things all the time. And you just can't go to everything,
you
Ted.
You can't. I hate to not show up, and I hate to commit to something and then not go. I'm like you. I'd rather just be like, no, I just decline everything. And then when I show up, it's just this is even more special because we made ourselves, you know, my presence is a present.
Absolutely.
As the great Kanye West would say.
I've just been in a down mode, and I've been working on a bunch of different stuff, and I've been doing a lot of extra stuff at work and to weird libertarians, and excuse me, this is not a reflection of Tad Talk. That's
yeah, I'm sure it isn't. Tad's putting you to sleep.
I've just been podcasting.
Helicopter ride.
But, you know, I've been working on my health, and I've been going to the gym, and, you know, they say, Tad, that you can't have good work life, good friendships, good relationships, and good health all at the same time. You've got to choose. And so right now I'm working on my good work life and my good health. And I have great friends and I have no relationships. So I don't need to work on my friendships as hard right now.
That's true.
Because I'm focusing elsewhere in life and, you know, everybody's happy for me and I keep up with everybody through Messenger. And so I'm just enjoying going to the gym and cooking and reading.
Once spring hits, we got to hit the pool this place got a pool.
It's got a great pool.
Yes, we are going to be throwing a
and it's got quite a few little buckaroos running around there too.
Buckaroos?
Yeah. Now,
is that like cheese pizza or is
No.
Okay, I was going to say you better not be back on I don't want you getting this great body, summertime body, and then you're going to get back on the cheese pizza.
No, I never was on it, you disgusting. I hate that.
Oh, there was two meanings there. My bad. I forgot.
And so, no, this apartment complex, for whatever reason.
Luxury home.
Well, it's a nice area, but they also have different income.
Oh, yeah.
Things for people. And so there are a ton of strippers that live here.
Nice.
Because they accept cash.
Ooh.
So it's full of strippers.
Oh, I love it. I'll be here in the summer.
And they hang out by the pool.
Tad Western will be barbecuing by the grill, by the pool.
Absolutely.
And we will be doing Tad Western family recipes.
I can't wait to have Tad's tip steak.
Yes. It's quite beefy. And it's wonderful. The sauce. But I still can't. I'm a little thrown right now.
Is it a white sauce?
No, it's an au jus.
An au jus. Okay.
Yes.
It's a little Frenchy for Tad Western, to be honest with you.
That's how I like it.
You like it French?
That's good.
Yeah.
A little oniony. If you listen to the episode, you know Tad Western love onions. Valdez are my favorite. But we were... Oh shit, I forgot to tell you what we were going to do today. Besides Tad's tip, the tadpole, I'm introducing, which I'm going to start doing this with all my guests. I can't really do it myself. It's Tad Western's Wild One Word Showdown. And I was going to have corral style because it was going to be, you know, five of us sitting here talking. But now it's just going to be the regular showdown.
Right.
Now, you know back in the day how you'd have showdowns, slash duels, whatever.
I'd whip out my gun, and you'd whip out yours, and we'd see who would draw first.
Yes, but this isn't, you know, I mean, we're a little more civilized society now, and since this is just a podcast, nobody can really see us. Nobody wants to see us get shot. So what we're going to do,
all right.
We're going to burp into the microphone. Are we recording right now?
Oh, yeah, this is,
okay, I'm just making sure you push the button.
I've got a backup recorder now. So. Okay.
No shit.
Yeah, I've got two recording. Nice. So, yeah.
So anyway, we're gonna. I think with this, we're just gonna. My idea in my head was, I'm just gonna throw out a word, and we're gonna ping pong back and forth. What the first word that comes to our mind? So like, I'll say cat, and then you just say whatever comes to your mind. If it's mittens, a bicycle, we'll just try to get riffing back and forth. I think this is going to be audio gold for the listeners.
Yeah, I agree. All right.
What do you think?
Are you ready
to play?
I'm ready.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, the first word. on Tad's Western Wild One Word Showdown.
Okay.
Cowboy hat.
Dog.
Dog. Cat.
Fish.
Sticks.
Dead.
People.
Children.
Children. Happy.
Toys.
Guns.
Clitoris.
Ooh, vagina.
Boobies.
Titties.
Miranda.
Titties.
Tan.
Titties.
Stripper.
Titties.
I think we're stuck. Nipple.
Nipples. Butthole.
How'd you go from nipples to butthole?
I don't know. You're just your mind is still stuck in 45 minutes ago with, yeah, on the stripper cast. Anyway, all right. That
Trump.
Sucked. Trump?
Trump.
Great hair.
Blonde.
Women?
Titties.
Back to titties. All right, I think we'll leave it there. That wasn't that bad.
I'd give that a 6.
I'm sure the listeners are yelling at their whatever they're listening on right now and saying, oh, he should have said nutsack instead of butthole or something like that. So anyway, that was a good segment.
That
I think
was
that's
good.
A keeper.
It was good.
See, but I wanted it. We were going to just ping back and forth. I was going to point, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
The crowd would have been a little bit better set it. But thanks, my ghost people. Who,
do you think we should round up a posse and go look for him?
No, Tad's cavalcade. Although I'll be riding through their city square, and we'll be looking.
Look out for the marshals. They're on their
way. I'll tell you what. Yeah, there's a wanted poster for these three characters. I'm going to call them the Greg Lenz gang.
The Outlaws.
Yeah. The Greg Lenz Outlaws. Oh, shoot. What else was going on? Oh, I was going to... I got to give a couple shout-outs to my homies.
All right.
From Ville Station. You've said you love the intro, correct?
I'm a huge fan of the intro. Especially the, you know, it starts off old-timey with the wee-wee-wee. And then it gets...
Wow, wow, wow.
And then it gets straight into some pretty hot beats.
Yeah. A lot of people don't know this about Tad Western, but Tad Western is a man of many talents and a man of many, many aliases.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Great athlete. A few moons ago, I was known around the world as DJ Weasel.
Okay.
Rapper, producer, beat maker extraordinaire. And I had a posse. I still do have a posse of rappers. And we put out, I think our catalog has around 36 songs.
Damn.
We were approached to sign to a label in college and go on a tour. We were offered to open for Mike Posner in, at a show in college. We won't get into the reasons why we didn't, but shout out to Kyle, who's he used to be my I met Kyle. He was my RA in college.
Yeah,
which
Kyle. When I think of rap stars, Kyle.
Well, Kyle
is the
isn't,
first name I think of.
Yeah, well, Kyle is his AKA. His real name is Rufio, and he's a lyricist. And then we have Mark the Big MC. He's like Biggie on the track. He paints a picture with his words. And we also had Mike Hashem, the world famous Mike Hashem, also known as Calf Man, Calf Amazing, from his dunking days. He was. We also used to travel the world as put on halftime shows, doing dunking exhibitions. And Michael Hakim was known as Calf Man, Calf Amazing because his calves were the size of watermelons. So anyway, shout out to those three men. And they are, if you hear the tunes going on in Tad Talk at the end or beginning, they are almost all exclusively Ville Station. And if you can, if you want to find that music, you can find it on SoundCloud, YouTube.
Yeah, you were one of the original YouTube stars, weren't you?
Like you? I was. Fun fact about me, the first video I ever put on YouTube was in 2006. It was a year. I think YouTube started in 2005. But it was like within 6 months of YouTube. And the first video I put on YouTube made the front page and led to quite a bit of opportunities for me in the sporting world with David Thacker and Michael Hashem.
Yeah.
As far as just freestyle dunking and shit like that goes. But yeah, that was pretty amazing. I've had some pretty successful different accounts on YouTube as well. The Ville Station had over 1 million views.
Did the 1 million views?
Oh yeah, 1 million listens, 1 million
Holy shit.
On all of our videos. And then it got deleted because one of our songs, my brother was making a slideshow for one of our songs. I believe it was, what song was it? White Trash? I can't remember what song it was, but
yeah.
He one of the slideshows had two strippers and it looked like the girl was eating the other one out, but you didn't see anything. There wasn't any nudity or anything.
Right.
And that was our third strike violation because we got reported all the time because our music was quite raunchy and it pushes quite the buttons.
It's very edgy.
So we said, fuck YouTube and Google. We'll just take our shit. We'll take our talents to SoundCloud. And that's what we did.
And have you been as successful there?
No, we're always. We're successful in everything that we do.
That's true.
Tad Western doesn't fail.
No.
As a matter of fact, that's the first time I've ever said that word. I normally just refer to it as the F word.
You don't mean fuck, you mean fail.
No, yeah, Tad Western does not F word.
Right.
I'm serious. You're laughing.
I have to be honest, I'm impressed and surprised by your level of preparation for this.
Well, I went through levels A through G, and I got to preparation H.
That's very funny. Very funny.
That actually I just stole from Austin Powers, actually. I believe that was a joke in one of those films.
Yeah.
I don't know where that just came from, but
because I think people see Tad Western and they just think he's so naturally talented.
Well, Western is naturally talented.
You've prepared, and that may be what it is. I mean, you've got a whole list of things. This is impressive.
Oh, I always do. It's just whether or not I get around to talking about them, because when I'm by myself, I really get easily distracted, especially when I have Kona, my dog, who's a complete... I think he's on the spectrum.
You do have kind of an autistic dog.
I think he is. He's very special, and he needs all the attention a little pup can have.
I laughed so hard in the first episode where your dog shit, and instead of hitting pause, you just cleaned it up.
Yeah. No, well... Listen, you got to give the listeners what they want.
Right.
A lot of people think Tad Western's fake. Tad Western is not fake. He is real. And that shows you, I'm not going to cut the mic because a dog shit on my floor.
Right.
I'm going to do what real outlaws do. I'm going to go out there. I'm going to clean that shit up. I'm going to shove it in that dog's face. Say, you shit on my floor one more time. I'm putting you in the garage. Now get out. And that's what I did.
Yep.
Discipline is lacking in canines these days. I don't know if you want to. Have you?
I have cats, and you can't. You know, the cat today, she was trying to claw at Miranda's bag. She knocked over some water.
Is that why it's all glittery?
Yeah. So Mittens is just a destroyer. She just destroys everything she can. She scratched up my new chair. You know, but heaven help you if you try to take them to PetSmart to get some discipline training.
Yeah, I don't even think they're considered pets, are they? They're pretty much just like companion
assholes.
Yeah, assholes. Yeah.
Companion CAs. Assholes, right?
Yeah, little CAs.
If you don't have enough,
look at them. They just ignore Tad Western. They don't even realize they're in the presence of greatness.
No,
the one does. It comes up and tries to eat my eat all my cords. Maybe it's because he's like, stop it, stop podcasting. That's my cat voice, by the way.
That's good.
But the other one just looks out the window and is like, I wish I was free. And little does it know, if it was outside in the woods, it'd survive about 10 minutes.
Yeah, a coyote would eat muffins in a heartbeat.
Or one of those geese out there would just attack the shit out of it.
Well, they go in the back porch and they kind of stare, but they don't have the guts to jump. Pussies.
See, now, I would jump.
Yeah.
If I had to live with you, I'd...
it's not that bad.
No, I'm fucking with you. Yeah. Did we talk about the Super Bowl? Did you watch it?
No. Too busy? I had lunch. I had lunch with somebody on Sunday morning, and they go...
Ooh, did you go to hot yoga?
No, I didn't go to hot yoga. I went to... Uno with my friend Tim, and we were talking about libertarian stuff, and he goes, yeah, I've got a Super Bowl party tonight. And I go, what for? And he goes, what? The Super Bowl? And I was like, oh, is that today? And so then I was watching other stuff, and then everybody was freaking out about how great it was, and so I turned on the last minute, and I was not disappointed. I was really impressed. Yeah, so.
And that was another thing I was going to talk Caitlin, our resident woman, was going to talk about how great the halftime show was.
Yeah.
And she was going to fill us in on all the Grammy shit coming up and Beyonce being pregnant.
Yep.
She was going to give us a bay update. Bay yep. date. Bay update.
Bay date.
I don't know what I'm... I was going to try to work Tad in there some way, but I couldn't.
Let's see.
I mean, I'm depressed right now.
Why? What's wrong?
All my so-called friends via Facebook just let me down.
I know.
I'm going to have to get a new circle of friends.
If anybody out there is looking for a friend, Tad Western is available.
Tad Western is available.
Hit him up on Tad's telephone.
Ring, 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 ring my telephone. See, that played in. She played See? That Super Bowl song.
Did she?
Yeah.
I watched her jump, and then I was like,
yeah,
well,
that's... Yeah, did you know that was fake?
It wasn't...
No, it's fake. It's fake, damn it.
No, they... Tad has apparently walked off the podcast. He's too triggered. It wasn't fake. It was pre-recorded, that part.
Oh, I bet shit. The roof really wasn't even open.
How many sarsaparillas are you going
to
drink?
Oh, I'm going to drink all of them. Every one that from here to Beijing, I'm going to drink all of them.
Well, you brought three. Those are gone. Now you're drinking.
No. I put them in your refrigerator.
Oh, okay.
No, I've only had one.
Oh, okay.
But these count as two because the alcohol content. But we won't get into that. Tad's back on the wagon. Did I tell you that?
What kind of wagon?
The alcohol wagon. I told you I quit drinking for a
while.
No,
I think it's you fall off. Yeah, you fall off the wagon.
Oh, I'm back off the wagon?
Yeah, you're off the wagon.
I don't know. I ride a horse. I'm Tad Western, bitch. I don't ride in the wagons for women and children.
That is true.
I'm up front slaying the engine.
You mean the ox?
No, the natives.
The engine. Okay.
Yeah, engine, you know. That's where they got the word engine. Like very for motors, good. You know. And that was going to be Greg's joke. He's our native engine.
Yeah, he is.
They're like, yeah, he makes a wall go. No, not that type of engine. See, I even had jokes chambered, ready to shoot at these people.
Yep.
Tad's going home with a full revolver of jokes. This is just bullshit.
I hate it when I have a full revolver of jokes.
I know, it's bullshit. Because yeah. You can't, when you shoot it, the little fucking flag pops out and says, ha ha ha.
Yeah. Oh, man.
I don't know. This has just been an overwhelming success. My grandma's been like tagging me and shit, like, Tad's are great. I love your podcast. And then she sends me like gifts of gorillas with headphones on, like, hey, they're listening to Tad Talk. I was like, anything, get those views up and iPod, you know.
Is this Nuna?
Oh, this is all my grandmother's. Yeah, but Nuna. Nuna.
How many do you have?
Two.
See, Nuna is my favorite because she's spry.
She is spry. You that's your lady, is it not?
No, Shelly will always be number one.
Did I
tell
you Shelly sold her house?
No.
Yeah, she sold her house, and she is buying a motorhome.
Really?
Yeah, she's going to live in a motorhome and travel the world, I guess.
How does Tad feel about this?
I said, you should have got a horse. It's a hell of a lot cheaper. Put your money in gold, put it in a backpack, and carry it around with you.
Right.
Who the hell? That's how I've done it my entire life.
Right.
Just pay for things with coon skins and gold, like a real man would.
Right.
But I don't know. I don't think she's cut out for the trail life like I am.
That is true. Yeah. It's got to be rough out there on the trail.
Well, she did birth me, so
yeah.
She must have some of it in her somehow.
some greatness deep inside of her.
Yeah, she was a, I don't know, you know, she was a professional fisherwoman.
Seriously?
Yeah.
See, I never know because you're always telling fish tales.
No, Tad Western would never tell a fish tale.
Right. Like your mother's a professional fisherwoman.
No. Yeah.
How does one be a professional fisherwoman?
Catch a lot of fish.
Okay.
Yeah. When she was growing up, she was a fly rod champion.
Really?
Yeah.
Did she make a lot of money?
Well, caught a lot of fish and sold them.
Right.
You know, I mean, but ever since the factory fishing farms, I kind of put her out of business.
She was fishing at a factory farm, was she?
No.
That's what you just
she
said.
Catch that many fish. She, oh, the, okay. The farms put her out of business.
Oh, I gotcha.
It's a hell of a lot easier to grow fish than it is to catch them.
So you grew up on sushi.
I grew up on sushi, buffalo, everything out on the trail.
Never got cholera, did you?
No. I survived the Oregon Trail. I did. I'm here. Do I look like I...
You look rugged. Rugged as fuck. Yeah. Wait,
do you see these chest hairs?
He's got a plaid shirt with pearl buttons, double pocketed.
That's real mother of pearl, too.
Yeah, and a snakeskin cowboy hat.
I had this made from a snake I killed myself.
Really?
That's 100% true.
Big snake.
It was Jake the Snake. Well, not the wrestler. We had nicknamed it Jake. He was an anaconda that kept strangling our cattle, baby cattle.
Got it.
Yeah.
Must have been a big snake if it was eating cattle.
It was. They were baby cattle, but I mean, still.
They're not nuggets, though. Yeah. They're still pretty big.
One of those dickhead that, like the demon pets, let it, you know, let it go. It was a pet at one time, then they kind of just said, oh, we'll just let it go out in the wild.
Right.
Started slaying my cattle. I'll never forget the fight. I killed it with my bare hands.
How'd you kill it?
Jumped up on its back, said, bitch, gave it a fucking elbow right to the back of the head.
You gave it the people's elbow.
I did.
Yep.
I said, Jake the Snake, you're not going to handle this people's elbow.
Right. You just beat it like the Rock.
I said, Tad Western's going to rock your world.
Did you smell what it was cooking?
We did eat it.
How'd it taste?
Good. Snake, it was a little greasy, though. It kind of tastes like beef because that's all it was eating. You think I'm lying?
I believe every word you're saying.
You better. And if the listeners out there, I've got pictures on my Instagram from back in, this was 2007, I think, is when this happened.
Is that when you were living in Wyoming?
I live all over. I mean, my Tad's acreage spans the entire Western Hemisphere.
Right.
But, yeah, I've got a ranch in Wyoming. You want to go hunting?
Absolutely. Yeah, I'd love to.
Tonight, we're going hunting for pussy. But you won't get out for that.
No, I would.
Do you want to go?
Oh, yeah. All right, I know the kind of girls that Tad Western pulls.
Oh, I don't pull girls. I lasso them.
Only the cutest blondes from IU.
Any university, not just Indiana. Indiana University used to be my home turf. But
right. Your hunting grounds, if you will.
Yes. I've hunted around Morgan Monroe State Forest before.
more of a foraging.
Yeah, foraging for truffles?
Yes.
Anyway, this is kind of going downhill. Where are we at right now?
I think it's great.
No. This
we were talking about the Super Bowl.
Did I tell you the Patriots won?
Really?
Yeah, god damn it. Fuck the Patriots. As a whole. What do you think about these guys coming out and saying, we're not going to the White House to meet Trump? You seen that?
Fuck those guys, man.
Like, why?
It's not about the president. It's about the you know, and it's
happened before.
You're
invited to the White House?
Yeah. People did it with Bush. People did it with Obama. But, like, I think it's stupid because it's not about who is in the White House. It's about going to the White House. But I think it's kind of dumb anyways. Like, why does a professional sports team need to go to the White House anyways?
I'm with you on that. That's, you know, that end. I mean, obviously. But Trump's a fan of the Patriots and Tom Brady. They're, like, good friends.
Yeah, they're bros.
Which is hilarious.
Why?
I don't know. I just think it's like the odd couple. But one of my favorite pictures of Trump is where he's at Foxborough and his hair is like the wind's blowing.
I've seen
And it's
that,
like
yeah.
frozen straight up and it just looks like, I don't know. He looks like Skrillex or somebody.
He does. Skrillex.
Anyway, we're not talking politics. We'll save that talk for We Are Libertarians when Greg can fact check this. Oh, what else did I have today? Well, we got Tad's tip we got to do. We got to skip the battle, Battle Royale, the co-host, because no one else showed up. So you win by just being alive and still breathing. Unless you croak during this, then I'll have to go on another search.
Ribbit.
Which I hope you don't.
Nope.
Oh, shit.
I'm already croaking.
Frog legs. You ever had frog legs?
No, I've had gator tail.
Gator tail's good. I love gator. Gator.
My
that's
dog.
What my boots are made out of.
My dog Scooby caught it in the backyard.
A gator?
Yeah.
Killed. Where'd you grow up?
Plainfield, Indiana.
I remember reading about that gator. Yeah.
We had a.
He was quite infamous.
Retention pond, and stole Scooby's ball one day, and Scooby just had said, "I've had enough of this shit." Killed her, and then we ate her tail.
Now, did Scrappy have any involvement with that, dude?
No, Scrappy wasn't born yet.
Oh, okay. But, damn, gator tail is quite... Did you deep fry it, or what did you do?
Oh, yeah, you got to deep fry gator tail, because you got to really loosen it up, you know?
Yeah,
and you got to pound the shit out of that tail.
I pound that tail.
Yeah.
I don't like when it bites back, though. I'm trying to think, what else... Oh, shit, now we're going to let Tad fucking... My mind just shuts off.
Is that the spectrum? Is that...
Yeah, no. The lights in here are kind of bright, and I'm kind of thinking... I think it's this... my new hat I bought. Tractor Supply Company.
Yeah. I love it. I think it's one of the rootinest...
It's the only place I shop.
Well, do you ever go to Rural King, though?
I do. Rural King is kind of the Dollar General of Tractor Supply. But they've got some good quality shit, especially feed. If you're ever in there needing some feed for your horses,
right?
Dog feed, any type of feed, and they sell guns too, so you can get you a sidearm while you're in there.
What kind of sidearm do you carry?
Oh, I can't reveal that information now.
It looks
that,
like it's,
the government's probably listening.
Your revolver looks really heavy. It looks like it's just a few inches longer than what Jack Nicholson used as the Joker at the end of Batman when he shot down the Batplane.
Never heard
of
it.
That real long barrel.
Oh yeah. That was exaggerated for movie films. But
I know, but yours is actually barreled. It's
No. My revolver is legit. Mine's is hand engraved. What do you laugh? You think it came like that? Just somebody engraved that. Look at that. Look how intricate that shit is.
Wow, that is intricate.
Wow. Yeah, that's 45 caliber right there.
Beautiful.
Yeah. You ever seen what this will do?
No.
Oh, let's put that away. All right,
please, you're intimidating me.
I didn't mean to intimidate my guest. I think he just shit himself.
I just got a little scared,
honestly. I didn't mean to
point
that out. I'm sorry. I've been drinking a little bit. Anyway, I think it's time for Tad's tip. You hear that?
Oh.
Bow, 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 bow. Yeah, that was almost your head, Chris Spangle. It's time for Tad's tip of the day. And I'm going to tell you something. I was sitting down on my couch trying to think of, you know, what would be a good tip for Tad's tip today? Because this is the most highly rated segment on the podcast. It's just that people tune in for one thing, it's Tad's tip.
Well,
because they know Tad's got the experience.
We want to be as great as Tad.
It's true. I'm going to tell you right now, you'll never be as great as Tad. Because Tad is the greatest.
Just give up.
There's no, don't give up. You can try. I am literally... You've heard of Mount Rushmore, where they put the people's faces on there who are good?
Mm-hmm.
I'm actually the mountain they carve that out of. So, that's Tad Western Mountain.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I don't know who Rushmore is, or what company that is, who sponsored it. They're paying Tad. You better believe that. Anyway, so you're sitting on your couch, and you're just enjoying your TV, your television, and it's a weekend, and you hear a knock at the door. I get up. God damn it. You know who it is. Two gentlemen, dressed in white,
mm-hmm.
ready to preach the gospel to you.
Oh, boy.
Today's Tad's tip is how to deal with Jehovah's Witnesses.
I've been worrying about
or
this.
Or Mormons, which either way you want to go. This is going to be specifically... Well, it's not the same, but...
They're the same thing.
Hey, I've got Mormon friends. Anyway, first of all, you open the door, you say, "How you doing today, boys? Girls, whoever the hell is there? you got to be as friendly as possible, but be very stern right off the bat that you've got to leave in 5 minutes.
Okay.
You've got to tell them this. There's a Tad's tried and true method of dealing with evangelists, door-to-door style. Then you got to say, once you identify, you say, you Jehovah's Witnesses? And then they'll either say yes or no. If they say yes, say, well, I love this month's edition of The Watchtower. Now, just remember The Watchtower, because right. that's their monthly
newsletter.
Publication yeah. that they go out, magazine. You're gonna catch them off so fucking off guard. It's gonna be like they've seen boobs for the first time. They're gonna be like, what in the hell? Now it's gonna confuse the shit out of them. All right. Now what you do is say, you know, I love that. I get it. I'm not. You can either claim you are, claim the religion or not. Whatever. I normally just say, I love it, but I don't believe your beliefs. Whatever. But then they're going to ask you to pray with them.
Mm.
And this is when you say, you know what? I've got to go. Literally, it's urgent. I've got to go. Just make up some bullshit about how your mom's in the hospital or something. Where you've got to go when you were walking out the door before they even came to the door. So when they ask you to pray, they always do. You just say, you're more than welcome to pray on my porch, but I've got to go. Have a nice day. I pray that the Lord's guidance and his favor be on you while you're out ministering the rest of the day. Then just slam the damn door. Or don't slam it. Shut it gently. Have a nice day, gentlemen. Shut it. Lock it. Make sure they hear it locked. Because sometimes there's thieves that like to post these little shitheads.
See, that's a bonus tip.
So make sure you lock it.
Bonus tip.
And if you want to throw in there too, you know, I've got a barking dog or, you know, make sure your dog's real mean. Rah, 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 rah. So shut the door. Go out. The way my house is, I kind of got a side door. I go out where I park my car.
Mm-hmm.
Go out, get in your car, start it, fire up a blunt, drive around the block, and just kind of scope it out until they're kind of out of the neighborhood. Then park back in your house. And that's how you deal with those fuckers. What do you think?
I don't know why you just did not answer the door.
Well,
that's an elaborate plan.
Your car's in the parking, or your car's parked there. They could see you. And they like to hover. I don't like people hovering. And what if it wasn't, though? I mean, have you ever thought about this? Maybe it's someone that needs help. They're just kind of dressed. Maybe it was an actor. They're filming a Jehovah's Witness documentary down the street or something.
Well, I've looked through the peephole, and I've seen that it's Jehovah's Witnesses, so I just don't open.
Yeah. But you kind of... That's mean.
How's it mean? That's probably 90% of their interactions.
But the thing is, you gotta...
It's
nice. I like to set people up and just way outweigh their expectations. See, once you open the door and be like, I love The Watchtower, their face, it's going to make their damn day.
Right.
Just think about all the shit they get all day long. See, nope. I'm a humanist. Not really, but...
Nobody loves people more than Tad.
Nobody loves people more than Tad. Especially door-to-door Bible salesmen. I love them fuckers.
So Tad's tip is
open the door,
compliment them,
tell them,
lie to them.
I mean, if you really want to fuck with them, just tell them you're some other religion. And then, I mean, but never let them in your house. That's another tip. Let them in. Make sure they stay. No.
Say you're Baptist and know every, or Pentecostal, Seventh-day Adventist. Or Muslim.
Either that or try to out-crazy them and try to anoint them with oil right there on the and pray for them.
Interdimensional shape-shift.
Get off my porch, Satan people!
Interdimensional shape-shifting politicians.
Yes, that's very true. We're going deep now.
Transcend humanity.
I don't think my audience is woke enough to get into that.
I don't know, man.
They may be, though. They listen to me.
You if you don't listen to Alex Jones on Rogan, you're not hearing the truth.
There's alternate truths.
Are there?
Just like there are alternate universes.
Right.
And alternate dimensions. So sometimes you never know what the truth is, even if you've seen it with your own eyes. I saw a woman walk into the men's bathroom the other day, and she whooped out a penis at the urinal right next to me.
How big was it?
I mean... It was decent. It was just nice. I'd be happy with it. Tad's a peeker. Tad especially peeks. If you're walking in the men's bathroom and you're wearing a dress.
Right.
I'm going to be peeking. Because I'm like, how in the hell is this woman going to piss in the urinal?
If you're wearing a dress and you walk up to the urinal, is that the move? Or you lift the dress up the front and take down your underpants and pee, you know?
No, like, this, I assume, was a guy. He pulled a move I never seen before.
Mm-hmm.
He lifted one leg and went underneath of his leg and then out, kind of out the side.
Ah, okay.
All crazy right. Shit I ever seen.
That was the crazy part.
Yeah, no. It wasn't the fact that it was a dude with tits and a dick.
Right.
It was the fact he pissed from... He lifted his leg up and went all fucking reach around style out the side of his...
Now, had you known...
What?
Had you not known, would you have asked her out on a date? Was she attractive?
No, not my type.
Not your type?
No.
What's your type?
Anything but a chick with a dick.
That's a good type to have.
I mean, not a whole lot I can do with a dick. Other than my own. I can see somebody just cutting that. Not a whole lot I can do with a dick. Oh, someone's getting tired over there.
I am.
Where are we at now?
What
are
we're at minute 56.
We're about 56 right now?
We are.
I try to keep these TAD talks about an hour, 45 minutes, you know.
Yeah.
I can't give the people too much.
No, you got to keep them wanting more. You got to keep them coming back. Tease them with expectation.
TAD is a giver, but I'm going to keep these few extra minutes of thoughts I had in my head. Maybe for next time.
All right.
But, you were a pretty decent guest.
Thank you.
To be my co-host, you're going to have to, we'll talk off air about what you can do to improve.
All right.
And how you can compliment me more.
But all right.
I think this went pretty well. What do you think? Now, this is your first review and it's on air, so.
I think that, I could have been more complimentary.
Thank you.
I think that I could have probably been less funny, because my job here is to make you look good.
Yeah, you know what? But you got to realize who Tad Western is. You set the bar, I'll jump over that bar.
Yeah.
Then you set the bar, then I'll jump over. I'll set the bar. I want you to jump over the bar.
Does anybody...
Because Tad Western holds back, let me tell you, especially when it comes to comedy.
Does anybody really know Tad Western?
A few people do.
Yeah.
Yeah, a few people know Tad Western. If you're fortunate to meet Tad Western in the flesh, you were in for a treat.
I think that I excelled by showing up.
You did. I mean, it was kind of by default you showed up.
Right.
I'm glad I didn't invite everybody over to the compound and, you know, smoke some meats for a few hours and spend all day cleaning up and, you know, icing down beers and inviting everybody over, you know, putting a big countdown ticker on the old Facebook. Tad Western goes live in 9.3 hours. You know, I mean, that's some shit I would do. And then all of a sudden, the confetti's getting ready to pop. Nobody
shows up.
Nobody shows up. Nobody's steeds are in the parking lot or in the. I mean,
see, I would have.
I'd been left alone, and this would have been bad. I might have just. God knows what I would have said.
See, I at least have the courtesy to say no, I won't come over and I won't do that.
That's why I expect you. I need a co-host to say no.
Right. Like people, oh, you're a hermit. It's like, no, I just don't want to, and I'm not going to lie to you and flake at the end of the day.
Because I need someone in my life to tell me no, because I bought a blimp the other day, a used blimp.
Okay.
Someone offered it to me on Craigslist. I was on there just browsing. Called the guy up. Jewed him down a few $100.
Right.
Got a used blimp. Now, what the fuck am I going to do with it? I don't know.
Right.
Probably put Tad Western, Tad Talk on the side of it, fly it around, you know, next football season.
Or, yeah.
You think that'd be good?
I do.
Do you have to have permits for those?
I don't think so. No.
Okay.
I don't know.
I was just.
Yeah. And Tad doesn't ask for permission.
I you know what? I found it's better to just ask for forgiveness than it is for ask for permission.
You're darn right.
And you can put that on my gravestone.
I don't want... please don't die.
Oh, I'm going to live forever. I'm a very healthy man. All I eat is wild game that I've shot myself and the occasional brewski.
Right.
But it's good for your heart, I hear.
You occasionally have a root vegetable. You know, like a nice potato, though.
Only if it's deep fried.
Right.
I can't get into the whole, you know, eating raw potatoes or whatever the hell.
Yeah.
People like you do. I'm not hating, you know, you pescatarians or whatever religion you are when it comes to your food.
Yeah. Pescatarian. That's what I am.
Yeah.
I only eat fish.
I used to play church league softball against
the second pescatarian church.
Yeah. Their umpire, he was always fishy.
God damn it.
Anyway, this has been episode, what are we on now? Episode what?
Four?
Four? Anything you guys say to the the congregation?
It's just a real pleasure.
It's an honor having my first guest on and be you. I have no one else on other than you because you are the, I don't want to say Michael Jordan, but you are the James Naismith of the podcast scene, I believe.
That's,
you know who that is?
Oh, yeah. That's the guy who created basketball.
Absolutely.
Right. I'm the doctor.
You are the doctor, James Naismith. And it's an honor to have you in my presence because I feel like we bounce the ideas, you know.
Well, I understand Tad Western.
Oh, did I tell you about the dog toy company I'm starting?
No.
Yeah, I'm making a dog toy company of where, because everybody's all fucking politically charged. And everybody, oh, I hate you, I hate you. You know, everybody's got a fucking team they're on.
Right.
So I'm going to make fucking dog toys because everybody's got dogs except for you. Or maybe I'll make cat toys too.
Nice.
But we are going to get officially licensed images of celebrities, politicians, musical artists, who the fuck ever.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to be like bobbleheads.
Right.
But they're going to be chew toys for your dog.
Nice.
So you can be like, here, Brutus, here's Donald Trump. Go chew on him. And they're going to squeak. And I'm going to try to get a squeaker that will like say they're like, if it's Arnold Schwarzenegger or something, they'll be like, oh, I'll be back. You know, instead of the squeak.
Ow.
Because the squeak's just fucking annoying. But right. I think I could live with, you know, a dog chewing on a Donald Trump toy and it going, you're fired. You're fired.
Right.
I'll grab him by the pussy, you know. Or it's like Kanye West saying, George Bush hates black people. Right. Like when the dog bites on it. Uh-huh. I just think that would be fucking awesome.
I think the people would go crazy for it.
People are going to go crazy. And don't any of my listeners steal my idea either.
Tad Western will turn bounty hunter.
I will ride down to your front door and I will say, you listen here. That was my idea, and it was on audio.
I'm menaced right now, honestly.
You should be. Did you see that look in my eye?
Oh, and finger wag that you gave?
Oh, that was a finger, but in real life, that's going to be my pistol. I will wag a pistol.
Do you want Tad Western's pistol in your face?
Nobody does. I can tell you that right now. All right, Chris Spangle. It's been real.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you for coming to be on my podcast.
Oh,
I appreciate it.
I appreciate it. It's been so much fun.
Until next week, because I think we are doing these weekly, so I'll probably get around, 250 of these in this year, which is quite a bit. Is that how many weeks?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, give or take.
I think it's like 250, something like that. It depends on what February, I think the month of February. Or something. I don't know. I'm not too good with calendars.
It's a leap year this year, so yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
Is it 250?
Yep.
Okay. Well, then you'll be getting about 250 episodes of Tad Talk. This has been Tad Talk with Christopher Spangle. And it's been episode, what, four? Mm-hmm. So Tad Western say, keep them holstered unless you're ready to have a shootout. Pow, pow.